It's 72 degrees in Nashville. We're headed into a dry weekend here in Middle Tennessee. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. State law enforcement is investigating Ascension St. Thomas after a series of drug mistakes that led to catastrophic complications for at least four patients. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation confirmed the inquiry to News Channel 5. Families told the station that hospital pharmacists placed the wrong medication in syringes intended for patients undergoing routine outpatient surgeries. Four people who came in for joint replacements were supposed to get painkillers, but were instead given potassium injections. That medication is intended for people with severe potassium deficiencies. If they're administered incorrectly, they can interfere with both the nervous and cardiovascular system, and this can have extreme side effects, including cardiac arrest. News Channel 5 reports that hospital staff realized there was a problem when multiple patients went into heart failure. At least two people are paralyzed. One of them is on a ventilator. The hospital's administration released a statement apologizing for the mistakes and said it was connecting families with spiritual care teams and any other necessary resources. Cheekwood Botanical Garden notched a win with the Metro Board of Zoning Appeals yesterday. On the surface, the issue was whether Metro made a mistake in letting Cheekwood move forward with a new parking facility that's now under construction. But it's also one front in a years-long fight. A Bellmead neighborhood group wants Cheekwood-related traffic passing through their wealthy, wants less Cheekwood-related traffic passing through their wealthy neighborhood. To spur action, the neighborhood group's lawyer, Chanel Atchison, has targeted how Cheekwood is zoned, whether that lets it host big events like concerts, and question if plans for parking are properly permitted.
Cheekwood is beloved, and it should not close. But it must obey the law. At some point, the code has to mean what it says. The required approval was never sought, it was never granted, and the zoning administrator could not lawfully approve around it.
Ultimately, the Board of Zoning Appeals sided with Cheekwood yesterday, but the broader zoning fight is ongoing. And Atchison has also filed a lawsuit against Metro, essentially arguing it's failed to enforce its own rules around Cheekwood. Well, good news on Tennessee's unemployment numbers. It is 3.4%, the lowest unemployment rate in 2 years. According to the State Department of Labor and Workforce, our numbers remain well below the national rate of 4%. Economists say the low rates are because the economy is proving to be more resilient despite higher energy prices. Tennesseans who are 55 and older are also finding meaningful work through senior employment programs. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. And this is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.